This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Mark.
And Mark here has a list of 10 reasons why people are in support of the lockdowns continuing. So far, the top two reasons have been basically they're afraid for various reasons.
It's going to be a lot of that.
Okay. The second one is the most bizarre one, though, that we've... The second one's the most bizarre of the two so far, I suppose. And it's essentially that they're scared of what their place will be in the world when it reopens.
Yeah, basically that. But don't forget that, you know, we're not a terribly complex beast, right? I mean, pooping in holes was not very far back in human history.
I mean, we still poop in holes. They're just made out of porcelain now.
That's true. I'm talking about ones dug in the ground.
We still do that. There are just a few more steps in the process.
There are more steps, yes. Mm-hmm. It's those steps that, separate us from that time. We're small group primates. We operate on that whole thing. And so, you know, not much has changed. This is all fear-based, really.
Yeah. Well, number the entire three. Response to COVID-19 has been fear-based. But before we get into number three, let's go to the phones. We've got Steve calling from Arkansas. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you guys doing?
Hey, Steve.
What's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to share something with you guys that I believe you all appreciate. I'm born and raised in Arkansas, but back in the summer of 2000, I was in youth ministry, and I worked at a small church in Central Illinois. This was Woodford County, around Eureka, Illinois, kind of right in between Chicago and St. Louis.
All right.
A friend of mine who is an elder at the church there posted this on his Facebook, and I wanted to share it with you guys. It's just a little lengthy, but I think you'll appreciate it. In a special meeting this evening, our county board, by a 13-0 vote, approved a statement rejecting the overreach of the governor of Illinois. This is the statement from the Woodford County Board. We, the Woodford County Board in the state of Illinois, trust our citizens to use their liberty wisely and make good decisions for their own health care. For the safety and well-being of our
citizens. Let me interject real quick. What is a county board? Is that like a city council but at the county level?
Yes, I believe so. There's a few. I mean, these are small towns. They're all corn farmers. You know, just your good salt of the earth, you know, hardworking folks. And I'll skip the middle of this, but I wanted to read the last paragraph. It says, in our constitutional republic, we do not have rulers. Ours is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Every person in government is a public servant. May this serve as a reminder and a warning to all of the leaders who have strayed from this most fundamental principle. And I think that if this is, and I think it's a very high possibility that this is just, like one of your previous callers said, this was just a, let's see how the people will react when we tell them what they have to do. Well, I believe this is going to backfire because of folks like this, folks like me, folks like you guys. We're not going to stand by and let someone tell. I've told you guys, my wife had a beauty salon. She had to shut it down. She's been open now. She was shut down for 9 weeks, was back at work for 3 weeks before she got her first unemployment payment.
We are a very small minority, though. It does seem that most Americans were in support of the lockdown, at least through most of the last 2 months, and probably the majority of Americans still are.
That's what the poll numbers show, but what is, you know, are they manipulating these polls? What do real people believe?
A lot of people that feel the way that we do don't speak up.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I think there's a lot of people. And I mean, I'm in Arkansas. Look, I just bought a handgun the other day. I've got a gun safe at home with a bunch of guns. Nobody's going to tell me what I can and can't do. And
but they told your wife what she could and couldn't do. They put her out of work for several weeks.
Do what now?
But they told your wife what she could and couldn't do. They put her out of work for several weeks, didn't they?
Well, they did, but she opened before the governor said she could. And if they decide that the numbers go up and they want us to close again, we're not closing.
Nice. Well, that's laudable. I'm pretty impressed.
Well, that's so, awesome,
anyway,
Steve.
But there's a lot more people that feel that way that I know that feel like we should stay shut down. The only ones that feel like we should stay shut down, there's two groups. Retired people that are financially, you know, they're secure.
They're set.
And, yeah, they're set, so it doesn't matter if there's a lockdown or not. And these bleeding heart liberals that are making more money sitting on their butts at home on unemployment than they were making working. That's the two groups of people that want to stay shut down.
I don't know if I want to reduce that entire demographic of people down to just two people who believe one of two things.
Well, I would say that's the majority of the people that want to stay shut down are in one of those two groups, at least the people that I know. So,
thanks for the feedback. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are seeing those groups to some extent.
Well, because the bleeding heart liberals, as he describes them, will certainly be the most loud. They'd be the loudest on social media because the left controls social media for the most part.
Right. Any platform that is not explicitly anti-progressive will be taken over by them.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Or they'll just ignore it. What was that Nazi platform?
Yeah.
I don't think the progressives
it's explicitly anti-liberal. Or anti-progressive.
Yeah, so they didn't take it over, though.
Right, that they can't. Like, any platform that is not explicitly anti-progressive will be taken over by them, is the maxim. Surely there's something out there that is not that, but I watched it happen on Imgur, or whatever you want to call it. I've been a member over there like 5 or 6 years. It used to be about cat memes and, stuff like that. And now it's, full on socialist crap.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's too bad.
It's gone. Just gone.
No more funny stuff, huh? Because I've heard
there's funny stuff.
I've heard the lefties aren't good at making memes.
That's what the righties say. That's what they said about. That's what Rush Limbaugh used to say about talk radio until Jon Stewart kicked his butt. I would not go.
I don't think Jon Stewart had a talk show.
Yes, he did.
Not on the radio.
Not on the radio.
Okay.
he said the left isn't funny. And he got his butt. Like, Jon Stewart was far more influential than Rush Limbaugh was at the time that Jon Stewart was influential.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
And, Rush Limbaugh stopped saying that particular thing because it was shown that it simply wasn't true.
Well, I don't know how liberal Jon Stewart was, at least when he was on The Daily Show. I mean,
he's pretty liberal.
He was liberal, yes, but he wasn't one of the.
He's a commie.
Yeah. I mean, he was someone that a libertarian like me could, watch and enjoy.
There's plenty of stuff that the liberals say that's amusing. And
well, I mean, there's Trevor Noah's replacement show. And it's absolutely awful.
I wouldn't know. I've never watched it.
It's awful.
Not one moment.
It's about what you would expect.
Yeah. I don't know.
So let's get on with the list here. What is the third reason?
We aren't even on three yet. Jeez.
Yeah, we're on three. You've let yourself, one is let oneself go, gotten fat, have gray roots, broken nails, they're ashamed and afraid that they won't be able to put themselves back together quickly enough to be seen in public.
Seriously? Now, what is this based on exactly?
Is this a psychiatrist coming up with a list?
Okay, so the psychiatrist didn't actually talk to people about this, they're just like spouting off, or is this based on what they've had conversations with like their customers or...
I'm
whatever.
Certain that they are talking to people through Zoom and that sort of thing. Yeah, I mean,
so people really don't. They want the lockdown to continue because they put on weight during the lockdown.
That's true during every winter, though.
Well, I see a lot of people complaining that some people. What is it? You'll either come out a chunk, a drunk, a hunk, or one other
or a monk.
A monk. Maybe. That's right. Out of this lockdown, and while one might be a hunk,
uh-huh.
another will be a chunk. There'll probably be 10 chunks for every hunk.
There was a headline in Drudge Report that the average American has gained 5 pounds or something like that during this.
Yeah, and alcoholism.
I mean, isn't that true? All the time from January to May, though, I would expect.
Maybe.
I mean, isn't that why people talk about, you know, beach bodies and things like that? 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
We call him Willy Wonka. He's a chocolate lab. His belly itched, and he would actually lay in the grass and scoot across it to scratch. DinoVite.com. DinoVite is nutrition. His belly, it's all really cleaned up. He flops over and lays on his back and just kicks his legs. I call it his happy dance.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DinoVite.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
I'm Ian.
And Mark.
And just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency to circulate among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of the freedoms that we have lost on the internet and in the real world. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, then check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in the project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps help shape its future. Again, that's intercoin.org, I-N-T-E-R-coin.org. And let's keep going straight to the phones. We've got Dustin calling from Kansas City. Dustin, you're on Free Talk Live.
I hope you can hear me all right.
Yep.
Yeah, so I live in Kansas City now. Moved here from California a few years back. The goal was New Hampshire for Free State Project, but
you know,
things didn't work out. Ended up in the middle of the country.
Yeah.
And,
you made it halfway here, so there's that.
But on the other side, he's in Kansas City.
Yeah.
In Missouri.
So I gained a lot of freedom by coming here, and now it looks like some of it's in jeopardy again. So,
and from where did you move? I missed that
militia.
Detail.
Try again, please.
And from where did you move? I missed that detail.
Oh, I was in Los Angeles for about 16 years.
Okay, gotcha. So what's happening?
I'm having trouble hearing you. The ISP's not working. So,
okay.
Short version, maybe I'll just take your answers off the air, is where does someone anarchist-leaning go when they consider the balance of power that's out of control here and my gut says it's icky. It's like, no. And I read this oath that I would have to take to a state constitution, and by Section 2, I'd have to go down with guns blazing down to the state house because they're so out of line here, and yet I don't know what other recourse we have.
So the question is basically, at what point is a society of rebellious people, anarchists, libertarians, whatever, supposed to take up arms against the state?
I think a lot of us are asking our own heads, like, where does that threshold tip? And, you know, if it was 250 years ago, it already tipped. So why not now?
I don't have an answer. Honestly, I would say that it probably is not a tipping point that can be delineated. I think that it's just a bad idea in general, and it will ultimately lead to the creation of a new state.
Yeah, if you want people to come on board with the ideas of freedom, you're not going to get there by beginning an assassination campaign against the current status quo. That's
obviously. You know, a quote out of the law book I read recently is that stuck with me this whole time. You know, we deal with what is, not what ought to be. So with what is voting, is peaceful resistance, looking at examples that have succeeded, that include our ideals and our values. But, you know, it's given me a lot of mental stress lately. I've already moved once for freedom to protect my children.
Yeah.
And now I'm worried about income. I'm worried about so much of what our country is worried about, obviously. And I wonder if there's resources. I wonder if there's any philosophical ends to like, where to look to decide if joining a militia is not in itself, it's prescribed, in fact. It's not in itself some violent act, and their purpose is to serve the people, and that's all great. But then I look at, you know, what I would be committing to. It scares the crap out of me that it's already...
Well, if militias worked, We would see a lot of evidence of that. Now, I mean, you know, it's interesting to see what's going on in Michigan with people going with long guns into the state house. I don't know what that's going to amount to in the long run, but I mean, you know, so far militias haven't made a lot of freedom in America, and they've been around for some time. So I tend to think that's not it.
And definitely avoid any militia that is asking you to commit to any particular thing, because that's a state in the making.
Well, also, keep in mind that these are organizations which are absolutely going to be infiltrated by state agents.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's a good chance that your new buddies in the militia, I'm not saying all of them are this way, but somebody in there.
The one who's talking about going down to the state house with guns a-blazing?
Yeah, that's
that
your
guy's
federal
a fed.
Agent.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I understand the frustration. I used to be somebody who believed violence was the inevitable solution, and I think that is the history of mankind, so it's likely to happen again. You know, we did see people breaking windows last night in, I think it was Minneapolis, where folks were protesting the most recent murder by the police, and they thankfully were actually targeting the police station this time instead of, like, going after
their
McDonald's
neighborhoods and stuff.
Well, they are
Starbucks.
Looting the Target there from
that
here, so,
okay, well.
I mean, yeah. That didn't last long.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Looting Target isn't going to make the world a safer and more just place.
No. And neither is using violence, I don't think, against the state. I understand why people turn that direction, because it is a natural inclination for people who are angry to think about violence. But ultimately, I think that violence does not solve these problems, and it will only make things worse.
And historically, violence has been the solution, right? Like the American...
That's the history of man.
Yeah, revolution.
I don't know if solution is the right word. It's been... the catalyst for transition from one state to another.
Fine. Mm-hmm. But what we've seen at this point is in throughout the 20th century is that as governments have gotten better at violence and producing weapons and tools of violence that, you know, we just don't simply have. None of us have a drone that can drop a hellfire missile, whereas, you know, the United States government's got that. As the governments get better at it, the nonviolent solutions, strikes and protests and these sorts of things have had more effect. And plus, people who have less of a commitment level. You got to have a high commitment level to go take a bullet for your belief systems, whereas, you know, going out and protesting, lower commitment level. You can get more people on board. We've seen...
Well, it's hard enough to get people on board with protesting.
You can't get them to move to New Hampshire.
Right,
you know?
you can't get libertarians to move to New Hampshire. It's very difficult.
You can't get libertarians to go to the beach.
Yeah, two hours away.
In New Hampshire, the ones who live nearby. Well, we went 2 hours, but most people didn't even show up.
For protests at the beach.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you can't get people to show up to a protest, if you can't get people to commit civil disobedience, the odds you're going to find them that can, like, shoot somebody are pretty slim.
Peace is within. Yep. That's where you got to look for it.
Yeah.
And the only thing that keeps the government going is consent. I think the ideological approach here is the best one. You know, if people just stopped obeying, stopped consenting.
If 10% stopped, you don't need all of them.
No. 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew@freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A milestone has been reached. 100,000 deaths from the coronavirus here in the U.S. 1.7 million people have been infected with the virus. The country, though, continues to reopen. Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida, announced it will reopen on a limited basis in mid-July. There are growing calls to prosecute the white Minneapolis police officer who was fired after the death of George Floyd. Demonstrators called for justice. Ken Rance was on the city's police review panel.
The murder of George Floyd was the most egregious, excessive use of force that I've ever witnessed.
And former Vice President Joe Biden weighed in.
George Floyd's life matters. It mattered as much as mine. It matters as much as anyone's in this country. And at least it should have.
This is USA Radio News. First, the Florida Republican governor made a play for it. Now another state's chief exec hopes to lure the party convention away from North Carolina. With that story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The planned site for the August GOP convention has been Charlotte, North Carolina, but President Trump has been criticizing its Democratic governor for being so slow to reopen the state in the face of the pandemic. Now he says he will move it if full attendance would not be guaranteed within the next few days. Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia now making a push to have it come to his state. And political strategist David Johnson says his move could gain him at least some political points.
He will highlight that he was right in getting the economy going again. The skeptics were wrong, and also the political advantage as well.
Johnson was speaking to NBC News. Kemp says Georgia would be honored to safely host the event. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, in which tonight it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Mark.
And if you're looking for something to do this summer, well, you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June the 29th until July the 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Now, isn't it technically June the 22nd to July the 5th now?
Depends who you ask. Derek J. Freeman from AnyPay is going to begin his ForkFest celebration on June 22nd, which is also the beginning of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Previously, the two events happened at separate times in the last few years, but this year they will actually be able to coincide due to the Porcupine Freedom Festival scaling down a bit.
Well, I will be there for the 22nd as well, but ForkFest unofficially begins on June the 29th or June the 22nd, depending. Yeah.
If you want to have ForkFest, here's the way I would look at it. If you want to have ForkFest be just ForkFest with no Porcupine Freedom Festival, then you will find that between June 29th and July 5th. If you want to attend both at the same time, then start on June 22nd and go all the way through the 5th. Then you'll attend both the ForkFest that happens during the Porcupine Freedom Festival and the week after the ForkFest, which is full-on ForkFest, because then that culminates in the 4th of July Independence Day celebration. What little independence we have remaining, we'll celebrate it.
It's going to be awesome.
At the end of ForkFest. Yeah.
And you should come up for it. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Camp ground for those dates that you want to attend. And we're better to celebrate Independence Day, the few marks of independence we actually have left in our lives to not be dependent on government than with other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can find out more about all of this at forkfest.party.
Don't delay. 4 weeks from now, we're going to be at Rogers Campground. We're 4 weeks away.
That soon?
Yeah.
I'm going to be there on the 22nd, so it's more like 3 weeks than a day or two.
It's 4 weeks. It's about 4 weeks from now. This will be that Wednesday.
So check that out. That's forkfest.party. Well, let's go to the phones. We got Mike calling from the UK. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Mike, good morning.
It's me.
It's you.
Hey, guys. Oh,
hey,
Michael,
what's on your
how
mind?
You doing?
What's on your mind?
Oh, so I tuned in just as you guys started talking about the three reasons that people were hesitant for the lockdown to finish or to ease or how you put it. What were they again?
Well,
they're afraid is the gist of them. I mean, they're afraid of various things.
Right. They've let themselves go and
physically.
Or they're afraid of the uncertainty of what the world will look like, or they're afraid that coronavirus isn't really under control.
And those are 3 out of 10. We haven't even gotten to the other 7.
That's true.
There are 7 more.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Maybe just a call back later then.
Well, you only get one call per night. So, did you want to comment on those 3? Go ahead.
Yeah, so I guess that kind of I definitely agree that probably one of the main reasons that people don't want to go back out is because then they don't think that the virus is completely under control. But do you really think that it's because they've let themselves go, or is that like a joke, or do you?
I don't know what could possibly be, you know, the reasons, but do I think that people come up with excuses for their actual belief, you know, or actual feelings on a topic? Absolutely. So,
well,
are there people out there? Sure.
That this list is coming from a psychologist or psychiatrist or therapist or whatever who presumably has heard these excuses from her actual clients. We're presuming
tell me why you don't want to go back out.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I get you. I mean, I don't know about the U.S., but people don't seem, at least in the U.K., people don't seem that hesitant to go back out. I mean, like, the lockdown hasn't ended here, like, at all. The government sort of announced some really sort of timid easing of the lockdown. But people, you know, I go for a run pretty much daily, and, you know, you see the park completely full, and I go running down by a sort of canal through the city centre where I live, and it's chock full of it. Like, I almost ran into the canal because I was trying to dodge people. And so, like,
good to know.
People, I mean, like, people really aren't taking any notice of this. Like, they were struggling to take any notice of it from, like, the get-go.
So what's your take on it?
I mean, I think people are kind of right not to, you know, really want the lockdown to end.
You think they're right for that?
Yeah, man.
Why?
Like, I really don't see an argument why we should be, like, easing it, at least to any great extent at this point, because, like, we've barely, at least in this country, barely got it under control at all. And by under control, all the government means is we now have enough hospital beds or we now have enough ventilators to treat people that, you know, are critical.
Well, that was the big thing a couple of months ago here in the United States. Are we going to have enough ventilators? And the answer was, yeah, absolutely. We had plenty of ventilators. And are we going to have enough hospital beds? Absolutely. They brought a ship into New York and really basically didn't use it. I'm looking
here.
They're
closing down a bunch of the extraneous places that they set up that never really got used.
Never really got used at all. I'm looking here at the excess deaths, and like I don't care whether the news.
You really do love that.
I love this,
don't you?
Well, it's because it's the closest thing to the truth. The news can say anybody who got hit by a bus that had the coronavirus is a corona death if that's what they want to do, and the government can hand out extra money for corona deaths if that's what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But what
they
can't do is really lie about how many people died. And by the looks of the chart...
Well, not according to Larry from Indiana.
Well, okay, fine. by the looks of the chart here, whatever deaths did occur as a result of corona, of course, I don't know. I mean, some of these deaths certainly were suicides and people being killed by their spouses because they were all locked up together. But whatever the situation is, the deaths appear to have peaked and almost gone down to what is normal at this point.
Yeah.
And that was 3 weeks ago because I don't have the numbers for the 2 weeks prior and this week.
Mike, thank you so much for the call. I don't think any.
And I don't know what's going on in Great Britain. I don't have numbers for that.
Things are very different in the United Kingdom, I'm sure. So what is reason number four then? Because reason number three was people had broken nails and stuff.
Well, they would let themselves go. Number four, like you like working from home better and dread returning to the workplace.
That's a legitimate reason.
Yeah, with its stale coffee, annoying coworkers, and demanding boss. Maybe you like working from home. I certainly like working from home. I prefer that. I could come here and kick the door open on the studio every morning at 9 a.m. and work here. I choose not to do that, and life is pretty good. Number five is you enjoyed the time that you had with your partner or kids, and you don't want this closeness to end.
Okay, so they don't want to go back to work.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, at some point or another, as great as your life might be right now, you still have to make a living.
Well, now I hear that, Andrew Yang is getting headlines for proposing that Americans go to a 3-day weekend instead of a 2-day weekend, so a 4-day work week. Instead of a 5-day work. There's actually been some interesting studies done on that particular topic.
Yeah, people should be able to work how they want to work, right?
Well, if it's more effective to work 4 days instead of five, then do that.
Yep. If it's more effective to work 32 hours out of a week, then, whatever.
If you're more productive at home than you are at the office, then it should stay that way.
For you.
But that doesn't mean that a lockdown is the reason why it should stay that way. That just means that your boss needs to be convinced that, hey, look, here's my productivity when I was working in the office, and here's my productivity over the last 2 weeks. I've been more productive since I've been working at home. Maybe I could continue working from home. That's what you got to do. You got to make a pitch.
I think most people are like, I don't know what to do with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because daycares and these sort of things really aren't open. And, well, whatever the case may be. Number six is you don't
want to skip number five.
I did not. You enjoyed the time you had with your partner or kids, okay. And you don't want the closeness to end. Number six, you don't want the stress of going out into the world with the pressures of getting ahead and keeping up with the latest trends or the coolest things to do. So life.
You hate life.
Right? You could always stay home, presuming you can find somebody to take care of you and pay your bills.
The federal government.
Yeah,
They'll do it.
Yeah, they don't like you that much. So they're not going to take care of you.
Well, they're doing it at the moment.
They got checks. Yep. They're cutting checks.
Not for much longer, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I think they're going to keep cutting checks.
855-450-3733.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Mark.
And I want to say thank you to Jared H., who is tonight's amplifier. He's a gold-level amplifier, which means that Jared gives $10 per month to the AMP program. Of course, we don't ask that. To become a member of the AMP program, all we ask is $5 per month. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and you can find it at amp.freetalklive.com. It's money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you like the show, if you want to help us get on more radio stations, if you want to help us, you know, get out there for people to watch, for people to hear, joining the AMP program is the best way to do that. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Jared H., thank you so much for your contributions. We hope you continue amplifying the show. Let's go to the phones. We've got Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the line. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah, I'm watching the protest in Minnesota.
Still going,
and,
huh?
Is it live
still?
Oh,
yeah. It's,
okay.
Yep. Yeah, I got a live stream on YouTube.
What's it look like?
It looks...
A riot.
It's pretty interesting. They're taking some cues from the Hong Kong protesters. There are people driving around with milk jugs, you know, for the tear gas.
Hmm.
You can use the milk, I guess, in your eyes or something like that if you get the tear gas. So they're kind of mixing a little bit of a Hong Kong protest with American firearms. I've seen at least one guy with an AR, it looked like, and a sidearm.
Is it true the protesters are breaking into the Target and maybe perhaps other innocent businesses that have nothing whatsoever to do with the murder?
It does look like that. Unfortunately, they are attacking some businesses, but they are also surrounding the police station. They have the police station completely surrounded.
Wow.
A bunch of windows broken out. The
Still.
Cops are up on the roof.
Yeah, because this started last night when we were on the air.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do because...
How many cops are up on the roof?
There's at least a dozen, looks like.
Wow, I wonder how many are in the building entirely, because is this like a big department? Where is this
happening? It is not. It's a small police precinct. Looks like they've got pretty good-sized parking lot out back with police cars. It's only a one or maybe a two-story building. It's not very big. But they definitely are out there in force. And
so wait, now are the police also outside the building that are not, are they not on the roof as well? Are they like outdoor, like a phalanx of them surrounding the protesters? Or are the protesters the surrounding the building completely and there's no one on the outside of the protesters?
Well, there are police on the outside of the building on the sidewalk, but the protesters are surrounding the building.
Wow.
And so it's an interesting situation, and it's a situation where the cops are going to have to decide whether they want to start killing people, because that's what it's going to boil down to.
You think so?
Like I say, there is one guy there that I saw fully armed, and I guarantee you there's other people that have arms that aren't visible.
Is the guy who is armed with the AR-15 at the police station siege?
Yeah, he's walking around the sidewalk there out front.
Oh, wow.
And they haven't snipered him yet. I mean, he does run the risk
of being
hit by a sniper. But if they were to start shooting at these people at this point, I'm afraid it's going to get bloody very quickly. And tomorrow, more people will show up with guns, because I think a lot of people have had enough of the violence from the police, and certainly the black people, hopefully, have had enough of this violence from the police.
Well, also, I mean, you have to sort of look at the double standard that would be perceived by this. There were, the white folks that were coming at the Bundy Ranch that were apparently putting a sniper rifle on the cops of the Bureau of Land Management or something bureaucrats. Those folks walked away unscathed. In a sense that they weren't sieged.
Well, that was a large reason, thanks to like Waco and Ruby Ridge and things like that, where the ATF, the FBI, all of these alphabet agencies, they had learned the bad press they get from,
they learn it here, though.
And these protesters here are not all black either. It looks like at least about half of the people are white people.
That's good.
So it's not all just about race here. It's about being oppressed by the Goonerman Goon Squad and people finally standing up. And so it puts it in a situation like you, Ian, you said earlier, you don't like to see violence. Well, at some point, there is no other option but violence.
Well, I expect to see it, because that's the way things have always been.
To interject, American Psycho on Twitch at twitch.freetalklive.com says that there are riots in Los Angeles now
as well. Over the same thing?
Yeah.
He didn't specify.
Interesting.
I would imagine
if the police escalate and start killing people, which I'm kind of assuming they're going to do at some point, then I believe that people are going to start shooting back, and it's going to be a mess. But maybe throughout all this, there will finally be some police reform. Perhaps they'll actually start some policies that say, you're just not allowed to stick your knee on people's necks until they die. It's gotten pretty bad. And anytime you deal with a goon these days, they have this attitude that they are the boss, and you better shut up and do what you're told.
Yeah, why didn't he listen to the police? Why didn't he just listen to the police as he laid there begging to be able to breathe?
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't the first time we've seen something like this, and this is why I wouldn't hold my breath for police reform or whatever. There was no police reform when the police beat Kelly Thompson.
Right. No, as angry as people are, there's never any meaningful reform. There's maybe in some places they will, we'll let you guys join we're going to form a police oversight squad or whatever group. And then they put politically connected people on the police oversight board, and then they have no teeth.
And at some point, the mayor or someone is going to come out and say, look, we know, we promise you reform. And people go, all right, well, this time you better mean it.
Serious.
And these stupid goons seem to have this mistaken idea that as long as you can talk, it means you can breathe. No, because we've had two guys now who have died trying to tell them they can't breathe, and they didn't believe them because they think, if you can talk, you can breathe. Well, that's not the case. Sometimes you only can get enough air out to make some noise and make a few words, but you're not getting enough in your lungs to actually keep you alive.
And that's,
so these guys...
Yeah, it's absolutely true. That's the thing that we have to sort of look at here is that every contact police to individual, we have to consider whether or not you're willing to kill somebody over whatever the perceived law is, that kind of thing. Because the fact is that, you know, these aren't doctors here. And they're attempting to control the situation, doing in the ways that they've done for, you know, decades. Now everybody's carrying a video camera in their pocket.
Gene, thanks for the call. Ian, it sounded like you found something about Los Angeles, or you found something
of
interest.
It's in the news. There's a bunch of stories within the last hour or so being posted. Hundreds of people marching through downtown Los Angeles. This is from KABC, and they are protesting the Minnesota death, the murder of George Floyd by the police there.
Now, is it a protest or a riot?
Well, I mean, you know, it depends on your definition, okay. Right? So, I mean,
well,
most people are not rioting.
Stuff?
Most people are not, okay. Right? But there is somebody who did apparently smash a window of a police cruiser. So okay. That has happened.
Not a Starbucks.
Correct. An estimated five.
If you've got a handcart full of televisions, on the other hand.
You're a looter, not a rioter.
An estimated 500 to 1,000 people participated in today's event, starting near City Hall, then marching through downtown. The event was not cleared with city officials in advance, as there was a minimal police presence in the area. Well, good. I'm glad to hear the protesters didn't call the city first to ask for permission in order to have a protest. They just went out and did it.
I think the important question here is, were they social distancing?
Right.
There are a number of people wearing masks in some of the footage that I've seen.
Right,
here.
Well, this is the thing, is ta-da, people, masks are normal now. And you can put your mask on, participate in the whatever it is.
People wore masks during protests for quite some time.
Yes, but the person wearing the mask is in the riot, right? Like, that's how it's understood. But now you can't look at somebody with a mask and say, I know what they were doing.
Okay.
That,
I will
gentlemen,
argue that is a
lady and gentlemen,
aspect.
Is what, well, that's what I've been talking about all along here, is that the mask, normalizing the mask, gives a great deal of value. When I was in Hong Kong, the protesters, 500 of them on a Wednesday at noon, mind you, nothing was unusual about them all wearing masks, but they couldn't be identified by the government. And that's good. And this is one of the reasons I like masks.
Yeah. So the protests, it would seem, have spread to Los Angeles. I wonder if they'll continue spreading. I hope the situation in Minneapolis does resolve peacefully. And I hope that Gene is right and that there is some actual meaningful reform of the police and their total lack of accountability. But I
don't
really,
get your hopes up.
Yeah, I really don't expect to see it. Well, thanks for listening. If you like the show, again, head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.